Browner didn't miss the opportunity to make a grand entrance to his first Governor's Day at the fairgrounds, riding in on his black Harley. Browner, decked in his State Fair uniform of Wranglers, black cowboy boots, and a plaid shirt, took off his helmet and greeted some fans who'd been waiting for his arrival. Picture perfect, save for the hundreds of protesters lining the roadway, booing Browner as he rode on by. Most are members of the SEIU union and will be affected by the cuts the governor's pushing, namely to programs that use state money to help low-income parents pay for childcare and that cover home care services for the disabled. The protesters' presence was a visible and audible reminder of the budget standstill that has gripped Illinois government for a month and a half and counting. Illinois Democrats and the governor are feuding over an agenda he says would make the state more competitive, including by reducing unions' power. Browner justified holding the fair despite the impasse that's left services in a stranglehold.
This is all about celebrating what's great about Illinois. And you know what? People have said, well, Governor, you shouldn't have a state fair if you don't have a budget. And I've heard that. You know what? The reality is, we spent a lot of the money well before we had this crisis to get ready for this fair. And this fair brings in a lot of money.
He went on to blame Democratic House Speaker Michael Madigan for Illinois' troubles.
He doesn't care about Central Illinois. He doesn't care about agriculture. He's about the Chicago machine.
While the official theme of the event was our home, it may as well have been an anti-Madigan rally. Pope County Republican Chairman Kelvin Kunoth admitted the stalemate has him weary.
It's getting very frustrating, yes. I wish that they would sit down, be reasonable, and actually compromise and not just be so bullheaded.
So you blame Madigan for that, not the governor?
Yes.
Other party faithful, like Christine Dolgopol, a Republican from Wheeling, also said they're sticking behind the governor and pointed the finger at Madigan.
It's outrageous that that man has controlled this state for all these years and driven us into the toilet.
Yet it wasn't in Madigan's Illinois house where, after the crowd at the fairgrounds had dispersed, Browner suffered his defeat. That happened in the state Senate.
Go to the order of total vetoes, Senate bills.
Browner had intensely lobbied lawmakers to leave untouched his veto of a bill he's called the worst Illinois seen. The measure would strip the governor of some negotiating power as he and the AFSCME union struggled to settle a contract covering some 38,000 state employees. Wednesday was the Senate's final chance to override Browner's veto and keep the measure alive. Not only did the Senate do it, they did it with help from a Republican, Senator Sam McCann of Carlinville.
It's very simple. I'm sent here to protect and defend the Constitution. I'm sent here to be the voice and the vote of my district.
It's a rare sign that Browner's ability to hold Republicans in lockstep with him is not absolute. In a statement, the governor said every senator who voted to overturn our veto chose special interests over the taxpayers. A few miles away, fairgoers kept riding the Ferris wheel and eating fried foods on sticks, mostly oblivious to the activity at the State House. One I encountered at a sheep barn near the Republican rally expressed the sentiment a lot of Illinois residents have toward state government right now.
What do you think of Governor Bruce Browner? How about unions? Corn dogs? Cheese sticks?
The sheep had no comment when I asked for her thoughts on Speaker Madigan. I'm Amanda Vinicky.